Well, give the Lord a praise this morning. Glory to God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
This is praise a day the Lord has made. It's one day closer to the resurrection. Yes. Even so, come quickly, Lord Jesus. Let's go home.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Now, we started yesterday talking about worry or care, anxiety, and being indecisive about things. And, well, what are we going to do about that? Well, I don't know. What do you think? Well, I don't know. I don't know. You know, we might, I don't know. I don't understand. And, well, make up your mind whatever you're going to do. This is my mind. I tell it what to think based on the book. So let's go back to 2 Corinthians chapter 10. Verse 3, for we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. And don't ever come up and say, well, I'm only human, you know. No, you're not. You're a new creature. That's what you are.
Mm-hmm.
If you know the Lord. If you don't, you better change that human stuff. It'll kill you.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Early.
Early.
Yes, sir.
Your mouth will kill you.
Yes.
So now here we go. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty. We have mighty power which to control our imaginations, we are not only human. That's my note at the bottom of my Bible. For the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations or reasonings, and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, bringing into captivity, how many thoughts?
Every
thought to the obedience of Christ.
Yes.
The anointed one and his anointing. And that's on the inside of you, in your spirit, not in your mind. Having in a readiness to revenge all disobedience of what? A thought. When your obedience is fulfilled, do you look on things after their outward appearance? Now, let's go to the 1 Peter chapter 5.
Notice what it did not say in chapter 10. There's no mention of Lucifer, Satan, the devil in any of those strongholds.
That's right. It's in your mind.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. 1 Peter.
And it's habits.
Oh, that's good.
Worry is a habit.
Yes.
Oh, I don't know what I'm going to do about this. Oh, God, I just don't know. I just don't know. I don't know. I just don't know. I don't know. Well, you know what? You don't know. Because the answer's not in your mind. I had Keith Moore do this one time. He said, you go into a file cabinet and you go back, and then you go back to the front. Then you take all the files out and you put them in there one at a time and then you take it back out. He said, the answer to that is it's not in there.
Yeah. Yeah.
So why do it? Why do it to your mind?
That's good. Yeah, right?
It isn't in there. It's in here.
Mm-hmm.
These were, there's, here's where the answers are. But now listen to this. The elders which are among you, I exhort, who am also an elder. I would agree with that, sir.
Mm-hmm.
And a witness of the sufferings of Christ, and also a partaker of the glory that shall be revealed. Feed the flock of God which is among you, taking oversight thereof, not to constrain willingly or for money. Now, verse 4, when the chief shepherd shall appear, you shall receive a crown of glory that fadeth not away. Likewise, you younger, submit yourselves to the elder. All of you be subject one to another and be clothed with humility. That's the first step.
Mm-hmm.
Lord, I humble myself before you right now. For God resists the proud and gives grace to the humble. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time. Casting all your care upon him, for he cares for you. Now stand by one. And we'll go to here. And we'll go to 1 Peter 5 and 6. This is in the Classic Amplified. Therefore, humble yourselves, demote, lower yourselves in your own estimation under the mighty hand of God, that he may in due time exalt you. Casting the whole of your care. Are you listening? You professional worriers. Casting the whole of your care, all your anxieties, all your worries, all your concerns, once and for all on, well, you know, I'm not worried about it, but I'm just concerned. Mm-hmm. No, the Lord doesn't want you to be concerned either. This is his business. Once and for all on him, for he cares for you affectionately and cares about you watchfully. Be well balanced, temperate, sober of mind. Be vigilant and cautious at all times, for that enemy of yours, the devil, roams around like a roaring lion in fierce hunger, seeking someone to seize upon and devour. Withstand him. Be firm in faith against his onset. Establish strong, immovable. Don't let him put it back on you. Yeah, that's right. Casting all of it. Right. Get rid of it. Mm-hmm. And Gloria and I have learned to do this. You have to practice it. And stay there. You don't touch it anymore. Mm-hmm. And the greatest example, there was a time when we got behind on our television build. And back in those days, there was so much of it. This is before satellites and, mm-hmm. and all of that. And our TV bill was something like $2 million a month.
Wow.
And so we were doing it a little at a time, but it got behind and got behind $6 million. And I waited until the night before the board meeting the next day. Well, George Pearson's a CEO, of course, he still is today. He sent me to review the board meeting, and so I went. Gloria had already gone to bed. And so here's this department. Best year we've ever had. Best year we've ever had. Best year, TV department, minus $6 million. Best year we've ever had. Best year you've ever had. And the Lord said, see, the one you tried to carry flopped. Mm. He said, you didn't hand that one to me. He said, I'm your caretaker.
There it is.
I will take your care. I will take your worries. I said, we're going to be about to change that. So I hollered at Gloria. She was already in bed asleep. I said, Gloria Jean, look what I did. I looked at it. And I said, let's get an agreement over this. So we agreed. I was in the habit of worrying about that. I went to this scripture right here and 1 Peter 5. And I just started saying, glory to God, I don't have that care. That $6 million is gone in the name of Jesus. I don't touch that in my thought life. Now, this is the key to it. I don't touch it in my thought life. No, I don't think about that anymore. And I said, no, you get out. I put you in, do you remember what it said? And I put you in jail. Let's go back over there, because this is a huge key. And casting down imaginations against the knowledge of God, bringing into captivity every thought.
Yes.
I said, no, no, no. And in my mind, I just imagined. I just put you, and I slammed the jail doors on you. You can't get out. No, I'm not touching you. And it was the first few days there, it just pop up because I had allowed it into my mind. And I said, no, no, no. And I'd take the Bible and I'd say, devil, do you see what the book says? And do things like, in case you can't read, let me read this to you. After 2 weeks, it was just a kind of a faint thought, and it was gone.
You'd surrounded it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You surrounded it with different words. That's what you do. That's how you take it captive.
Faith thoughts.
That's it.
I'm more than a conqueror in Christ Jesus. Mm-hmm. Glory to God, He meets all my needs according to His riches and glory by Christ Jesus.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I just kept saying it, And then, during that board meeting, I apologized to everybody. Well, then they picked it up. Mm-hmm. Now, in record time, think about it now, you got to get ahead of it six before you gain on it. They said it would be something, it'd be something like 4 or 5 years, the analyst said, before you could ever catch up with it. No, no, no. It was a matter of weeks. It was a matter of weeks. And that was paid, and then, now listen, class, you too. You're not a worrier anymore. For the first time in the history of this ministry, not only was that $6 million out of the way, for the first time we paid the TV bill in one check.
Praise God. Amen.
Glory to God.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. If He'll do that for you, He'll do that for you.
Anyone.
He'll do it. Because it's this. It's from here.
My mother was she was used to worrying about me. Mm-hmm. Until one day.
Somebody needs to hear this.
She said, that's it. I have prayed for him the last time. If he goes to hell, it's your fault. Gloria got saved 2 weeks later, and I got saved the week after that. Years she'd been doing this. Oh, look at Kendall. Oh, he's going to hell. Oh, he's not going to make it. Oh, cried over Kendall, crying. And she just threw her Bible down and said, that's it. If he goes to hell, it's your fault. Mm-hmm. I can just hear the Lord, well, it's about time to turn this thing over.
I can do something about it now.
I can do something about it now.
Somebody needed to hear that.
Yes, sir.
Where their child is concerned.
And realize. Now listen carefully. Over here in 1 Peter chapter 1. Verse 3, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to His abundant mercy hath begotten us again unto a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance. Mm-hmm. We inherited this.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Through an inheritance incorruptible, undefiled, that fades not away, reserved in heaven for you who are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time, wherein you greatly rejoice, though now for a season, if need be, you are in heaviness through manifold temptations. Let the trial of your faith, being much more precious than that of gold that perishes, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Lord Jesus Christ, whom having not seen you love, in whom though now you see him not, yet believing, you rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory, receiving the end of your faith,
yes,
even the salvation of your soul.
Yes, Lord. Sir.
soul, your mind, your will, and your emotions, and he deals with it in the fifth chapter.
Verse 4, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you. Wait, where is it? Your inheritance. There it is. To an inheritance, to an inheritance, to an inheritance. Inheritance is covenant. I am the seed of Abraham. I am a son
of
God.
It's an inheritance.
Like, it's an inheritance. I can't have an inheritance if I'm not a son.
Glory to God. And when you see it cross-pollinated, when you have the Apostle Peter and the Apostle Paul
saying it together,
saying the same thing,
yes, sir.
You know it's from the Spirit of God. So that, to check it out, you can go back to the book of Galatians.
Oh, yes, sir. That's one of my favorite.
And in the third chapter,
yes,
after verse 25, but after faith has come, we are no longer under a schoolmaster, for you are all the children of God by faith in Christ Jesus. For as many as you have been baptized into Christ have put on Christ, for there is neither Jew nor Greek, neither bond nor free, neither male nor female, for all are in Christ Jesus. And if you be Christ, then are you Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise.
There it is.
There's your inheritance.
Now we're talking about new covenant.
Yes.
See, it's been done now by the blood.
Yes.
This is not a hope for in the future. This is a now. This is a present day reality. Let me pop you back to 2 Peter. Here's where people are weak, right here. 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 11. For so an entrance shall be ministered unto you abundantly into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
Yes.
That's been done. Wherefore, I will not be negligent to put you always in remembrance of these things, though you know them, be established in the present truth. Mm. Present truth is, what we talked about in this book, God, the covenant, and the contradiction. The present truth is Jesus became the contradiction. Mm-hmm. The present truth is I am the Son of God. I am the righteousness. I don't have worry. I don't have care. That's the present truth. I'm beginning to realize who I am in him.
Now, he said to cast all of your care.
Yes, sir.
I picked up a line from Monty Walsh. Mm-hmm. Tom Selleck played the part. He's a cowboy. And the big ranchers sent in this accountant. This was just messing up everything. And he said, what is your name again? He said, Robertson. He said, well, Bob, I just can't tell you how much I don't care. So I picked up on that. I said, devil, what's your name again? I just can't tell you how much I don't care. Because let me read you something. By his stripes I was healed, and I'm healed now. Now let's talk about your future. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Cast into a lake of fire, burning forever and ever and ever and ever. Now get out of my face.
That's it.
Praise God.
This present truth is my reality in Christ Jesus right now. I'm the covenant of Noah. I don't live under the covenant of Noah. Noah was righteous in his generation. Now, we've got things like Noah happening in the world today. Mm-hmm. Jesus warned us about it. We'll talk about it later. But I'm not under the agreement that Moses had.
No.
I am tied to the one with Abraham. Paul just told us that.
Yes.
The Eden, all the others, all of those have been culminated into one person, Jesus Christ, of whom I am. Mm. And he's in me. And so as a result of that, that's my present truth. And when I live in my present truth, I'm not trying to mix things together. Mm-hmm. I'm staying with what the Word says about me right now, here in these epistles.
We are according to Scripture, the wild olive branch.
That's correct.
That's been grafted in to the true. Yes. Now, when you graft in, then you become part of the root system.
That's correct.
So our root is we've been redeemed from the curse of the law by Christ Jesus.
Yes.
I am a Christian. And therefore, Israel is my root.
Absolutely. And when it says Israel, it means Israel.
Yes.
They have not been replaced.
That's right. Mm-hmm. And we've talked about it before. It's not the state of Jacob. Mm-hmm. That's right. It is the state of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, whose name was changed to Israel. Mm-hmm. Only one nation was born out of World War II.
That's right.
The nation of Israel. World War I was fought over the same thing.
That's right.
General Allenby opened it up. They wouldn't go home. They said, why should we? We're war heroes. And we've done well. And Germany was
some
defeated.
Some did, but not in big...
Germany was defeated.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And they just continued. But then it was like Joseph of old. After a while, the Pharaoh forgot about Joseph. Mm-hmm. Well, after a while, they forgot about those war heroes. Mm-hmm. And so they inherited Hitler. He was in World War I.
A corporal.
Yeah. And his generals, the main staff officers said the day they lost the war is when he declared war on the United States. They knew it. So did the Japanese. Admiral Yamamoto spoke fluent English. Was naval attaché for Japan when they were our allies in Washington, D.C. He begged them. He said, don't fight these people. Well, they're decadent. He said, no, don't. You have no idea what they're capable of. Because he had seen our manufacturing capabilities. He said, don't do it.
We were a united country. Whenever anything gets in unity, any group of people get in unity, God shows up. Acts chapter 2, they were in unity, and God showed up. Go back to the Tower of Babel.
Yes.
They got in unity. Heathen got in unity. God showed up. He said, we must go see what they do, because nothing will be impossible.
Nothing is impossible.
That's right. That's why that's in our name, United States. Mm. We can't let anybody divide us.
That's right. And we're on our way.
Yes, sir.
We're on our way. And the Supreme Court now has been put in place to turn these things around. But you have to remember, it's not flesh and blood.
That's right.
Satan is a serial killer.
Yes,
he is. He'll steal, kill, and destroy. Jesus said so. And we're out of time. But stop that worrying today. You just say it. My mind is my mind.
My mind is my mind.
I tell it what to think.
I tell it what to think.
I think according to the Bible.
I think according to the Bible.
This book
are words,
covenant words, that I not only place in my heart,
but in my mind.
My mind is my mind. I have the mind of Christ.
I have the mind of Christ.
I think with his mind and not mine.
I think with his mind.
He's not worried about anything.
He's not worried about anything.
He is my caretaker.
So
I cast my care upon him.
Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you.
I'm anxious about nothing.
I'm anxious about nothing.
We'll be back in just a moment.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Discover how simple the answer to every question and every problem in life can be. In God, the Covenant and the Contradiction, a new book by Kenneth Copeland and Greg Stephens. In this approachable book, dive deep into what a covenant is and what it's for. Discover what your covenant does for you and learn to overcome every contradiction and obstacle. With every covenant promise comes a contradiction. When you read in the Bible that by Jesus' stripes you're healed and the diagnosis comes back incurable. Or when you're facing a towering stack of unpaid bills, when you read that God promises you prosperity, common sense and human reasoning rise up to shout, there's no way that God's promises will happen in your life. Thank God, covenant men and women throughout time have refused the contradiction and praised through in faith to the end result, the blessing promised by God, and you can too. See the Bible unfold more clearly than ever before in God, the Covenant and the Contradiction.
God, the Covenant and the Contradiction, the brand new book by Kenneth Copeland and Greg Stephens, is finally released and available for purchase for only £19.50 on kcm.org.uk/TV special. Outside the UK, call for postage. In this exciting all-new book, discover how your covenant with God overcomes every contradiction and obstacle so you can access His promises of healing, peace, and protection. Order today.
Now, the bottom line of all of that is always, by faith, speak the end desired results. I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. I'm never anxious. I don't worry about anything because Jesus is my caretaker and He has taken all my cares and worries. And so, we love you and God loves you. And Jesus is Lord.
Yes, He is.
Hallelujah. Glory to God forevermore.
Find out more about Kenneth Copeland Ministries and how we can help you grow in faith. Visit our website, kcm.org.uk.
The Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast study notes will help you dive deeper into these powerful word-based teachings. Get all 5 days of notes at one time. Use them during the week for your personal study time. Download them free at kcm.org.uk/notes. Create a special family devotional time to follow along with the notes as you watch the broadcast. Study the scriptures with your children and begin instilling God's word now. Use these notes to build your faith library and build up a heritage of faith.